Today's Amud is Yevamos Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, seven lines in the bottom, by the words Amar Le Rav Ashi Le Rav Yeshaya. So we're coming off the heels of a discussion regarding marrying Meuberes and Meinekes Chaveray. The Gemara mentioned that a person is not allowed to marry Meuberes or Meinekes Chaveray if a lady was previously married and she's pregnant right now from the previous marriage, or she already had the baby and she's nursing. So a person is not allowed to marry such a woman. There's a concern that she'll become pregnant again. It'll ruin her milk supply, and it'll be a sakana for the baby. The baby won't have anything to eat. So because of that, Chazal made a gzera that a person is not allowed to marry Meuberes and Meinekes Chaveray. Now we mentioned that if they do, if let's say they were Ivron, the Issa d'Rabbanan, and they went ahead and they got married anyways, so the Gemara mentioned the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Everybody agrees that they have to then get divorced. Everybody holds that if they get married, they have to get divorced. Rav Meir says that after they get divorced, they're never going to be allowed to get remarried. Whereas the Chachamim say that no, they get divorced, and then they could get remarried once the Chashash goes away, once she's no longer a Meuberes or Meinekes, so then they could get remarried. That was the Machlekes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. So the Gemara now discusses a similar idea, and then we'll tie it back into this Machlekes about Meuberes and Meinekes Chaveray. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Yeshaya Breid Rav Idi. Rav Ashi said to Rav Yeshaya Breid Rav Idi. Rav Ashi said to him like this. He said that Hasam Tanan, in the Mishnah in Mesechus Shabbos, we learned that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Shita, is that Kol Sheshaha Ba'adam Shleishim Yoim Einei Nefel, that if a baby lives for 30 days, so that's Mechiach, that the child is not a Nefel. It's only Negev, if it wasn't Kalulei Chadashav, if it wasn't a full-term pregnancy. By a full-term pregnancy, even if the child only lives a couple of days, we'll say that the child is not a Nefel. But if it's not a full-term pregnancy, or if it's a Safik, if it's a full-term pregnancy, so then says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it's only if the child lives for 30 days, that will be meichiach that the child is not a nefel. However, haloisha seka havi. If the child does not end up waiting out 30 days, now it's clear over there that we're discussing a case where it's not just time that the child died on its own, the child was, let's say, attacked by a lion, the child fell off a roof, something happened to the child that wasn't natural, and the child ended up dying within 30 days. So there's no way to know, would the child have lived 30 days or not? There's no way to know. So in such a case, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, so then sveika havi. The halacha is that it's a suffix if the child is considered a nefel or not. Now Vidmar was said in the Gemara about this Mishnah, that when it comes to a case of Yibam, let's say Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven, and Mrs. Reuven was pregnant, and meis betaych shleishim yayin, and the baby died within 30 days. So Reuven died, but Mrs. Reuven was pregnant, and she gave birth to a child, and the child was leishah shleishim yayim. The child didn't last 30 days, was attacked by a lion and fell off the roof, whatever the case is. So now it's a safir of Shimon ben Gamliel. It's a suffix if the child's a nafil or not. But Mela, it's a suffix whether or not Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, or whether she could marry Lashuk. So the halacha is, or, and the case continues, and what happened was, is that Amda v'niskatsha. She went and she ended up getting married to another man. She ended up marrying Baruch. She married a stranger. She married into the Shuk. And again, it's a suffix. She might be really a Yavama. But she went ahead already and she married the Shuk. So the halacha is that Ravina mishmei de Rava Amar. Ravina said in the name of Rava, that the halacha is that im HS Yisrael he, is that if the man who she married is a Yisrael, if Baruch is a Yisrael, so then we'll tell her, go to Shimon, you know, really there's a suffix that maybe you fell to Shimon, so go to Shimon and chaylatzas, and we'll tell her that she has to do chalitza with Shimon. It's not going to be a problematic for her. Either way, she could still marry, and she could still remain married to Baruch, so we'll tell her, go do chalitza to Shimon, just to take care of any chashashais. However, v'im eishes kayeni, If Baruch is a Kayin, if Baruch is a Kayin, so it comes out that she married a Kayin, so now if she does Chalitza with Shimon, that's actually gonna aser her to Baruch. So Vimeshas Kayini, so then Eina Chalitzas, so then says Ravina in the name of Rava, that we will not make her do Chalitza, in order not to aser her to Baruch, and being that it's only a Suffolk anyways, and we'll see more details about the Nakuda of this Heter, when we get to Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, but in such a case where she's Isha Kedushas Kayin in order not to aser her to Baruch, in order not to aser her to her new husband, so then we do not require her to do Chalitza with Shemesh. It's only a Suffolk anyways, and we do not require her to do Chalitza with Shemesh. That's Ravina Mishmei de Rava. However, Rav Misharshia Mishmei de Rava Amar, Rav Misharshia says in the name of Rava, that no, Achazu v'achazu Chalitzas, that in both cases, we make her do Chalitza, even if Baruch is Baruch Kayin, even if he's a Kayin, still we'll make Mrs. Reuven do Chalitza with Shimon before she's allowed to be with Baruch. And if Baruch's a Kayin, so then she'll attack and become Asher to Baruch, and that's her dinner. As unfortunate as it is, that's going to be the halacha. So this is still all what Rav Ashi is telling over to Rav Heshaya Berei the Rav Idi. Again, we didn't yet tie it back into our sugya. This is still everything that Rav Ashi is telling over to Rav Heshaya Berei the Rav Idi. That we had this Sig Mishnah and Shabbos, we have this discussion in the Gemara, and he continues and he says more of the discussion. And Amar Le Ravina or Rav Misharshia, Ravina or Misharshia, who both argued Bishmei de Rava, what the halacha is in this case, whether or not we're makel by an Eshes Kayin. So Ravina, who says that we're makel by an Eshes Kayin, not to require Chalitza, said to Rav Misharshia, who is Machmer Mishmei de Rava, and said that we always require Chalitza, and he said that you should know, you're not totally off. Be'orta Amar Rav Hachi. At night, so Rava said like you. You're saying in the name of Rava that we always require Chalitza. You're right, because that's something that Rava said at the night shir. However, Betzafra Hadarbe, when he came to the next morning to Yeshiva, he gave a clap on the bima, and he said that everyone who was at the night shir, you should know that I'm chayzer, and that really an eshes kayin, so that we will not require her to do chalitza. So you must have only been at the night shir, you didn't come to kail, you didn't come to the yeshiva the next morning. So Amar Lei, Rav Misharshia says back to Ravina, he's not willing to accept this, that Rava was taka matter in such a case, and he says, Sharisu, that you're really saying, Mishmei de Rava, that he was matter this, that he was matter in Eshes Kayin, that she doesn't have to do Chalitza, in this case of a Safek Nefel, Yehe Rava, Detishteru Af Tarba. It should be Hashem's will, Yehi Ratzain, it should be the will of Hashem, that he should be matter, even Chaylev, meaning he's being sarcastic, he's saying, if you're matter this, you might as well be matter Chaylev, which Chaylev of Ada is Aser, and so too this is Aser. Al Kapanim, that was the discussion between Ravina and Rav Misharshia, whether or not Rava was Mekel by an Eshes Kayin. According to Ravina, in this case of a Safek Nefel, where the baby didn't live 30 days, but there's no way to know if it would have or not, it got killed during the 30 days, in this case of a Safek Nefel, and Mrs. Reuven went ahead and she got married to Baruch, and Baruch's a Kayin, so that we do not, according to Ravina, we do not require her to do Chalitza. So that's when it comes to the case of Safek Nefel. With that Hakdama in mind, so continues Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi says to Rav Heshaya, Breid Rav Idi, he says, Hachel Gabi Mu'beres Chaveroi, Yemeinekes Chaveroi, Hanesua L'Koyein, Mai, what would be the halacha when it comes to a person who marries Mu'beres Chaveroi, Emeinekes Chaveroi, and over there the spouse is a Kayin. So we said the Kuli Alma, if a person marries Mu'beres or Emeinekes Chaveroi, we say that they have to get divorced. According to the Chachamim though, we'll allow them to get remarried later, and Yachav Rabim, Alacha Karabim, so the Alacha is going to be like the Chachamim, that we will allow them to get married, but in the meantime, they have to get divorced. So says Rav Ashi, Avashayla, just like over there by the Mishnah and Shabbos, we found that the Shita of Ravina, Mishmei de Rava, is that when the spouse is a Kayin, so then we do not make them do Chalitza, we're not going to make Mrs. Reuven by the case of the Safek Nefel. We're not going to make Mrs. Reuven do Chalitza, because we don't want to answer her to our new husband, the Kayin. So maybe also when it comes to a person who marries Mu'beres or Meinekes Chaveroi, maybe the Fidei Chachamim will say that we only make them get divorced for a short time until the Chashash goes away. So maybe in the case where the man who the Menekas or the Mu'beres married is a Kayin, so maybe then we will not make them get divorced. That was the Shaila, that's where Rav Ashi asked Rav Heshaya, do we make them get divorced or not? Mi'avad Rabbanan Tekanta L'Kayin, did the Rabbanan make a fix for a husband who's a Kayin? I lie, or did they not make such a fix? So Amar Lei, so Rav Heshaya, Rav Idi, says back to Rav Ashi, that Hachi Hashta, how could you compare compare the two. Meaning, even Lefi Ravina, who made the Takana by the Safek Nefel case, even Ravina who made the Takana over there, was Dafka over there. You can't compare the Heter over there by Neshes Kain, not to require Chalitza. You can't compare the Heter over there to this case of Muberes and Minekes Chaveirai. What's the difference? So the difference is like this. That Bishlam Ahasam over there by the case of the Safek Nefel, it's different. Why? Because it's true that Rab Shimon ben Gamliel holds that it's only if the baby lives for 30 days, then we say it's not a Nefel. If the baby gets killed during the 30 days, so Rab Shimon ben Gamliel considers it a Safek Nefel. However, the Chachamim in that Mishnah argue on Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. The Chachamim in that Mishnah say that we go Basarayv. If in the case of a Safek, if the baby gets killed during the 30 days, so we go Basarayv. Rayv children are not a Nefel. It's not called a Safek Nefel in such a case. The Chachamim say it's Vaday not a Nefel. It's Vaday a healthy child, which should be considered a healthy child. So in the case that Reuven died, and Mrs. Reuven was pregnant, and she gave birth to this child who got killed during its 30 days, she wasn't Kalulay Chadasha. And the child got killed during 30 days. So in such a case, the Fila Chachamim, we use Raiv to say that she's not a Yavama. She's not a Yavama. She doesn't fall to Yibam. That the child was healthy. We're allowed to assume that the child was healthy. But Mela, when she married Baruch, Lefi the Chachamim, it was completely mutter. It's only Lefi Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that it was a Safek. So fine, so over there, even Lefi Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, even if we're going to pass on like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that's considered a Safek Nefel, Lemaisa Kaven, going reading back into the Gemara now, Kaven Deika Rabbanan, the Pligia laid Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, since we have the Shitas Rabbanan to rely on, the Shitas Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Amri who say that Afogav de Lai Vlad Ma'al Yahavi. They say that even though it didn't last 30 days, the Vlad is still considered a healthy child. So Memela Gabi Eshes Kayin, in this case, we're doing requiring Chalitza, would ask her to Baruch, would ask her to her new husband, who's the Kayin. So Kaven Delay Asher Avdin and Karabanan. So since in such a case, there's no way to do it in an easy way, so therefore we'll be signing on the Shita of the Rabbanan. So over there, the fact that we don't require Mrs. Reuven to do Chalitza with Shimon, it's because we have a Shita to rely on. We have the Shita Chachamim to rely on. Aval Hacha, but over here, when it comes to Muberes and Minekes Chaveirai, what do you want to say? That if the person, if a Kayin was Avar, and a Kayin married her, so we shouldn't require them to get divorced, because then it's going to ask her to her new husband, the Kayin. Aval Hacha, Kema Navid, who are you going to be going like if you say that she doesn't need a get? Iker and Meir, Amar Yaitzi v'lo yachzeroi lamis. Rameyer said that they have to get a get, that he needs to give her a get, and he can never remarry her. V'ikur Rabbanan ha'ami beget. And even the Rabbanan say that she needs to have a get, it's just that then they could get remarried. But everybody holds that he needs to give her a get, since there's no Shita who holds that she does not require a get, so there's no way that we can make a takana for a kain. It was dafka by the case of the Safek Nefel, where there was another Shita to rely on, that's how we were able to be mako, that Heter is not going to apply to the case of Muberes or Minekes Chaveire. Itmar, we learn that Kitcha B'Saych Shleishim B'Taych Shleisha U'Barach. Let's say we have a case of a again talking about, let's say, Muberes or Minekes Chaveire, nothing to do with Yibam. You have a case of not even the Muberes Minekes. Here we're talking about the regular din of Avchana. Anytime a person gets married to a woman who was previously married, he has to make sure that it's been 3 months since her previous marriage. He always needs to wait 3 months because we need to make sure that she's not expecting, that she's not pregnant. Because if the second husband marries her too soon and she has a child 8 months later, let's say, so we're not going to know, is this an 8 month pregnancy from the second husband or a 9 month pregnancy from the first husband? Therefore, always, any time a woman who's married to a man, any time that a marriage ends, a woman always has to wait 3 months before she can get remarried. Let's say you was kitcha b'taych shleisha u'barach. Let's say you have a case where a man married another woman, another man's almano or grusha. He married a woman who was previously married within the past 3 months. They did not wait the required 3 months. However, before doing the suin, ubarach, he ran away. He ran out of town and he's going to come back after. He's going to wait the time. He, for whatever reason, he didn't want to take any chances of someone else marrying her. So he married her within the 3 months and then he ran away so as not to be together with her. He's only going to do the nisuin later. So do we give such a person a kenas that they're not allowed to stay together, or do we not give a kenas? Because on the one hand, he did something that was aser. He married her within 3 months. On the other hand, he ran away, clearly showing that he doesn't have plans to actually be together with her until the 3 months are over. So pligi bar Rav Acha v'Rafrei. This machlekes between Rav Acha and Rafrei. Chad amar mishamtinan lei. One of them says that we put him in nidoy, that we put him in nidoy for being over on the takanas chachamim. Uchad amar that eruke misasiye. That no, the fact that he ran away, so that shows his true intentions, that he really means well. He's not planning on being together with her. He just didn't want to take any chances. He wanted to make sure he chapped her before someone else did. So that's why he married her, and then he's going to come back later. So says the Gemara that Havo Ovda, it was a Maisa Shahaya, Va'amr Luhu Rafrim, and Rafrim Paskind, that Eruke Misasye, that the fact that he ran away, that will prove that he really means well, and Mamelu, we're not going to put the man into Nidoy. Safik Ben Teisha V'chulu. The Mishnah mentioned the case where Reuven died, and Mrs. Reuven now fell to Yibam. Reuven didn't have any children, so Mrs. Reuven fell to Yibam to Shimon. Now, lahalacha, they're supposed to wait 3 months. Before Shimon could do Yibam with Mrs. Reuven, they have to wait 3 months, because maybe she really is pregnant, maybe Reuven really will have a child. So therefore, they have to wait 3 months. Let's say they did not wait 3 months. Let's say they only waited 2 months. They waited 2 months, and then Shimon did Yibam. So after waiting 2 months, Shimon was miyabe Mrs. Reuven, and Mrs. Reuven has a child 7 months later. So now it's not clear, is this a 7th month baby from Shimon, or is it a 9 month baby from Reuven? So regarding them themselves, Shimon with Mrs. Reuven, Avada, we're not going to allow them to stay together, because there's a suffix that maybe Reuven has a child. If Reuven has a child, so then Mrs. Reuven didn't fall to Yibam, and she's an Eshesach. So of course, we're not going to allow Shimon to remain with Mrs. Reuven. But the Mishnah said, what's the halachic status of the child? Is the child a mamzer now? So it's really a trick question, because mimanavshach, the child is going to be kosher. The Mishnah said that the child's kosher, because really there's a mimanavshach. What are the two options? It's either a 9 month baby from the first husband, in which case from Reuven, in which case this child's father is Reuven, there's nothing wrong. It's regular, it was born from a husband and a wife, there's nothing wrong with that. The other tzad is that it's a 7th month baby from Shimon. If Shimon's the father, it means that Reuven never had any children, which means that Mrs. Reuven was supposed to do Yibam with Shimon. So there's also no problems. It was born from a Maisa Yibam. So either way you look at it, whichever way it actually is, whether it's a 7th month baby from Shimon or a 9 month baby from Reuven, the child is going to be kosher. And that's what the Mishnah said. Now, Amar Lei Rava L'Rav Nachman. Rava said to Rav Nachman that why is this halacha true? That Lema Halecha Acha Rav Nashim V'Rav Nashim Matisha Yaldon. Why don't we say that it should be that the child should be considered a Vaday child of Reuven? Why is it considered a suffix? Why is it when you have a suffix, if the child is a 7th month from Shimon or 9th month from Reuven, why don't you just go Basar Rav? And Rav will tell you that Letitia Yaldan, that Rav will tell you that mostly women usually have 9 month pregnancies, not 7th month pregnancies, and that's why the child should be assumed to be Reuven's child. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei. So that's what Rav asked Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says back to Rav, that Nashe Didan Leshiva Yaldan. That no, because our women, they give birth after seven months, and therefore there is no Rav. And really the way Rashi explains that Rav's kasha to Rav Nachman is that the Mishnah mentioned that they only have to bring an Asham Taloi. That Shimon and Mrs. Reuven, when they have this child together, so they have to bring an Asham Taloi. Why? Because there's a suffix, maybe he was over on the Isra Veishasach, on the tzad, that this is Reuven's child, so it comes out Shimon was together with Mrs. Reuven, Be'isr, because Reuven had a child, so they were over on Eishasach. It's only a suffix if they were over on Eishasach, so they only have to bring an Asham Taloi. Rava's kasha to Rav Nachman is that why was it only an Asham Taloi? The Chayyim, they should have to bring a regular chatas, a chatas vaday, a chatas because they for sure did an Isser. We have a Rav that says that the child is Reuven's and that Mrs. Reuven is an Eshesach. So to that, Rav Nachman is answering Rava that no, there is no such Rav because our women give birth after 7 months. Some are lay. So Rava pressed Rav Nachman, and he said, I don't understand. Nashi didchu havuruba d'alma? Just because the women in your locale, they give birth after 7 months, that changes the halacha? L'maisen, the rest of the world, so the women give birth generally after 9 months of pregnancy. And if so, like I originally asked, we should have a rive, and that should tell us that Vadai Shimon was over on the Isra of Eishasach, and Mrs. Reuven was over on the Isra of Eishasach. They should have to bring a chatos, and it shouldn't suffice to bring an asim taloi, because rive of the world gives birth after 9. I don't care the fact that in your locale they give birth after 7. L'maisa, we go bus a rive of the world. So Amar Leis, so Rav Nachman explains to Rava that no, hachi kamina, this is what I meant to say, that rive nashim yodan letisha. Ein achanami, rive women give birth after 9 months. However, miyat l'shiva, there is a miyat, there are women in our locale, meaning in the whole world, there is a miyat of women that give birth after 7 months. So now why should we be chayshish for the miyat? Because v'chol hayaledes l'tisha ubra nikar l'shlisha yameha. Always when a woman gives birth after a 9 month pregnancy, so her uber, her pregnancy was nicker by 3 months in. 3 months in, she started showing signs of pregnancy. Vizu, yet by this, Mrs. Reuven, in our case, hail v'loy hooker ubra l'shlish, l'shish yameha, since it wasn't nicker that she was pregnant 3 months into her pregnancy, so Israel Ruva, so that breaks the rive. So it's true that there's a rive that women give birth after 9 months, but there is also a of 7, and the fact that this lady wasn't showing that she was expecting, she didn't begin to show 3 months in, so that shows that it's not a 9 month pregnancy, that shows that it's a 7th month pregnancy. Well, says Rava back, if there's such a halacha, if there's such a fact of life, that every time, every time a lady gives birth from a 9 month pregnancy, she's nicker 3 months in, so then wait a second, another Rava. So then, this lady, in our case, Mrs. Reuven, from the fact that she wasn't showing at 3 months, so then it's for sure Shimon's child. If you're telling me that there's such a fact of life that every single time, kol hayoledes letisha, they begin showing signs of pregnancy 3 months in, and this lady didn't, so then obviously it's not a 9 month pregnancy. So why is there even a suffix, anasham bichlal? She should just be pata from a carbon. It should be considered Shimon's child. So says the Gemara, Ella, says Rav Nachman, just a slight modification, that Ema Rive Hayoledes Letisha, so Ubra Nikar L'shish Yameha. Not that it's Kol, but there's a Rive. Rive women give birth after 9 months, but there's also a Rive that when a woman gives birth from a 9 month pregnancy, so she starts to show at 3 months. So Vahai, this Mrs. Reuven in our case, Midaloy Hooker L'shish Yameha, Israelay Ruba, from the fact that she wasn't showing 3 months into the pregnancy, so three months later. So that breaks the rive. That makes us suspect that maybe it's not a 9 month pregnancy. That makes it, and now it's considered a safek hashakol. So that's why you asked that we should go bus a rive and assume that it's a 9 month pregnancy. The answer is that in this case, we lost the rive, because being that she wasn't nicker 3 months in, so we lost the rive. It's back to being a regular safek. Hence the Mishnah says that they have to bring an asham taloi. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa is discussing the case of our Mishnah, where 2 months, where 2 months later after Reuven died, Shimon was Miyabi Mrs. Reuven, and they had a child together 7 months later. And again, it's a suffix. Is it a 7 month pregnancy from Shimon, a 9 month pregnancy from Reuven? And like we said in the Mishnah, in such a case, the child is for sure kosher, miman of shach. Either it's Reuven's child and it's kosher, or it's Shimon's child and it's kosher, because then Reuven never had any children. So miman of shach, the child is going to be kosher. The Braisa discusses a case where Shimon continued to live with Mrs. Reuven. Now, they weren't supposed to, because there's a suffix that maybe this is Reuven's child, and Mrs. Reuven doesn't fall to Yibam, she's an Eish Esach. So Shimon really was supposed to separate from Mrs. Reuven. But let's say they continued being together, and they had a second child. So Tanu Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that Rishain is Roy Liyais Kain Gadol. Comes out a funny fact. The first child that Shimon might have had with Mrs. Reuven, he could possibly become a Kain Gadol, because he's 100% 100% kosher. He's 100% kosher, either Reuven's his father or Shimon's his father. We don't know, but he's 1000% kosher, and he could even be a Kayin Gadol. That's how kosher he is. Whereas Vesheni, the second child that Shimon has with Mrs. Reuven, and now that's a child that it's for sure Shimon is the father, and Shimon might have an Isser Veishas Ach. So it's a child born from a Suffolk Eishas Ach, so it comes out that the second child is a Mamzer Misuffolk. It's going to be a Suffolk Mamzer. It's going to be a Suffolk Mamzer. So shows the contrast between the two children, but if you think about it, so it's Pashur like that. The first child, Mimanavshach, is going to be 1000% Kasher. He could even be a next Kohen Gadol. Whereas the second child is going to be a Suffolk Mamzer. However, Abeliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, then ain't Mamzer Misuffolk. There is no Mamzer Misuffolk. What those words mean is going to be a Machlaikis. What did Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov mean when he said "Ein Mamzer Misafik"? So Amar Abaye explains like this, and Machlekes Abaye and Rava. First Abaye, Amar Abaye explains that Hachikamar, that this is what the Braisa means to say, that the Tanakama was saying that Rishon Roy Liyo is Kohen Gadol, that the first child is even right to be a Kohen Gadol, he's 100%, 1000% kosher, whereas Vesheni is a Suffolk Mamzer, the second child is a Suffolk Mamzer, and Mamela Va'aser B'Mamzeres, being that he's only a Suffolk Mamzer, so he's not going to be allowed to marry a Mamzeres, because only a Mamzer can marry a Mamzeres. This child might not be a Mamzer. He might, yes, be a Mamzer, so he can't be Kohen Gadol, but he also might not be a Mamzer, so Mamela is going to be usher for the Suffolk Mamzer to marry a Mamzeres. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says that ain't a Suffolk Mamzer, that there's no such thing as a Suffolk Mamzer being usher to marry a Mamzeres, a Vade Mamzer, because a Suffolk Mamzer is treated like a Vade Mamzer, and Mamela, being that the Suffolk Mamzer is treated like a Vade Mamzer, umoter be Mamzeres, this second child is a Suffolk Mamzer, treated like a Vade Mamzer, is going to be allowed to marry a Mamzeres. That's the Shita of Abaye. Rava argues, and Rava says that no, that Hachik Amar, this is what the Braisa means to say. The Tanakama was saying that Rishon Roy Liyo is Kohen Gadol. The first child is 1000% kosher, he could even become the next Kohen Gadol. Whereas Vesheni, the second child, is a Mamzer Vadai Misafik. It's Misafik, we treat him like a Mamzer Vadai, meaning what Abaye said, Bedas Abeliezer ben Yaakov, that's how Rava teaches the Tanakama, that it's a Mamzer Misafik means that it's a Vadai Mamzer Misafik, being that he's a Suffolk Mamzer, we treat him like a Vadai Umutter be Mamzeres, and he's allowed to marry a Mamzeres. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, that no, ain't Vadai Mamzer Misafik, just because someone's a Suffolk Mamzer, that doesn't make us treat him like a Vadai, El a Suffolk Mamzer, he's treated like a Suffolk Mamzer, and Mamela Va'aser be Mamzeres, and he's going to be Aser to marry a Mamzeres. So it comes out that really Abaye and Rava, if you boil it down, they're arguing how to touch up the Braisa, but the halachic nafkamina that they're having is that Abaye holds, but is that they're arguing b'das Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. According to Abaye, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that a Suffolk Mamzer is treated like a Vadai. A Suffolk is Kevadai, and a Suffolk Mamzer is allowed to marry a Mamzeres. Whereas according to Rava, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that no, a Suffolk Mamzer is a Suffolk Mamzer, and it's also be Mamzeres. And this is very significant, because the halacha is that Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer is Kav Vinaki. We always paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So whatever Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita is, that's going to be the halacha. So according to Abaye, a Suffolk Mamzer is going to be Mutter be Mamzeres, and according to Rava, a Suffolk Mamzer is going to be Aser be Mamzeres. And says the Gemara, the Kamiflegi b'Rebbe Elazar, that at the core of the Machlaikas is really a Machlaikas. The Machlaikas between Abaye and Rava and how to establish the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is really based off a different Machlaikas of something that Rabbi Elazar, not to be confused with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's based off a different Machlaikas about what Rabbi Elazar said. Now we learned in the Mishnah, says in Maseches Kedushin that Rabbi Elazar Aymer, Rabbi Elazar says that Vadon beVadon is Mutter. If you have a Vadai Mamzer with a Vadai Mamzer, so they're allowed to marry each other. Vadon b'sveikon, u'sveikon b'vadon, but a Suffolk to marry a Vadai to marry a Suffolk woman, or a Suffolk man to marry a Vadai woman, who's a Vadai Mamzer, u'sveikon b'sveikon, or even two Sveikas, a Suffolk man with a Suffolk woman, Suffolk Mamzerim, so then it's going to be Aser. The only time a Mamzer can marry a Mamzer, a Mamzeres, is if both the Mamzer and the Mamzeres are Vadai Mamzerim. But if one of them is a Suffolk, or if even both of them is a Suffolk, so then it's going to be aser for them to get married. And the Rebbe Elazar continued that the Elu Hain Sveikon, And the following are considered Safek Mamzerim. A Shtuki. A Shtuki is a person who doesn't know who his father is. He's called a Shtuki because when people meet him and he says, they say, oh, who's your father? And so the mother goes, shh, be quiet. Meaning, because they don't know who the father is, so therefore he's called a Shtuki. The Asufi. Asufi is a baby who's left on someone's doorstep, left in the park, whatever the case is. And we don't know who any of the parents are. We don't know any of the parents, and that's called an Asufi. He's also a Safek Mamzer, being that we don't know who the parents are, and also by Shtuki, where we don't know who the father is, so they're both Safek Mamzerim. And then the third case of a Safek Mamzer is Vikusi. As Vikusi, Rashi explains that Kusim, they held Shtark of Teresh B'Ksav, but they weren't so fond of Teresh B'Alpeh. As a result, they didn't hold of Kedushe Kasaf or Kedushe Shtar, which are learned from Drushes. And Memela, you could have a lady who got married with Kedushe Kasaf or Kedushe Shtar, and they would not require her to receive a get before she gets remarried, because they hold that she's not married. They hold that there's no such thing as Kedushe Kasav and Kedushe Shtar. The Mela Kusim are always Safek Mamzerim. So those are all cases of Safek Mamzerim. So that's the Mishnah, that's what Rabbi Lazar said. Now Vamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that Halacha k'Rabbi Lazar, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Lazar. However, says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that Ki Amisa Kameh de Shmuel, when I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar Li, so Shmuel, he argued with me. And Shmuel said that Hillel Shana Asara Yuchsin Alumi Bavel. That Hillel taught that there were 10 types of Yuchsin, 10 types of people with different types of Yichas that came up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. The 10 groups are, you had Kehanim, you had Leviim, Yisraeli, Chalali, Chalali is a person whose mother was a Grusha or a Chalutza, married a Kayin, Geiri, a Geirim, Charuri, freed, Avdei Kanani was freed, Mamzeri, you had Mamzerim, Nesini is the people from the times of Yahushua, and Shtuki, Vasufi, these people that we mentioned above, the Kula Mutarin, Lavoi Zebezeh, and Hillel said about all these 10 groups of people, that they're all allowed to marry each other, meaning, even a Shtuki and a Sufi, even though they're Safek Mamzerim, so they're meaning when he said Kulan Mutar Lavei Zebezeh, doesn't mean every single one of the 10 is allowed to marry the other 9. It means there are people that each one of these 10 are allowed to marry. So Shtuki and a Sufi are allowed to marry each other because they're both Safek Mamzerim. So said Shmuel to Rav Yehuda, that Va'ad Amrit Halacha k'Rabbi Lazar, and you're saying in the name of Rav, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Lazar, that a Shtuki and a Sufi are not allowed to marry each other. How could you argue on Hillel? Hillel said that a Shtuki and a Sufi are allowed to marry each other. So ad kan that conversation. So now, Abaye Savar Laka Shmuel. Abaye Paskin like Shmuel. He held that a Shtuki and a Sufi are the Amar Halacha k'Hillel, who said that the Halacha follows Hillel, and being that the Halacha follows Hillel, that a Shtuki and a Sufi are allowed to marry each other, so therefore, now we said before that the Halacha also always follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So since the Halacha also always follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, so therefore, Umuki la Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov aliba de Hilchasa. So therefore, Abaye made sure that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov also holds that a Shtuki and a Sufi are allowed to marry each other, that a Safek Mamzer is treated like a Vadai and is allowed to marry another Safek. So that it shouldn't be a stira in Halacha, and on the one hand Halacha follows Hillel, and on the other hand Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So to make it not a stira, he made it that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov also holds that a Shtuki and a Sufi are treated like Vadai Mamzerim and allowed to marry each other. As opposed to Rava Savarla Kerav. Whereas Rava held like Rav, the Amar Halacha Kerav Lazar, who passed him like Rabbi Lazar, that a Shtuki and a Sufi are not allowed to marry each other. Only a Vadei with a Vadei. Only a Vadei Mamzer with a Vadei Mamzeres is allowed. But a Safek Mamzer with even a Safek Mamzeres is not allowed. Memela, since he came out that the Halacha is like Rav, that the Shtuki and a Sufi are not allowed to marry each other. So Umuki Lalid Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aliba de Hilchasa. So he made sure to touch up the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov also Aliba de Hilchasa, that he was also saying that there is such a thing as a Safek Mamzer. A Safek is not treated like a Vadai. Also said there shouldn't be a stir in Halacha. So the Machlaik is a Bayin Rava about what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov held is really based off of the Machlaik is in what the Halacha is with regards to the Machlaik is with Rabbi Lazar and Hillel. Is the Halacha like Rav says, like Paskin's like Rabbi Lazar, or is the Halacha like Shmuel says, who Paskin like Hillel? Based on that Machlaik is, that's how they touched up what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said in the Braisa before.